Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And for our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, special shout-out to each and every one of you. Appreciate what you're doing. As well as the FedEx, the UPS, and the mail haulers out there hauling the mail back and forth across country and to the post offices. Now, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, and hauling the jet fuel wherever it has to go to, thanks very much, as well as our Amazon warehouse folks listening to us and our Amazon drivers out there. And I heard from a couple of them just a little while ago telling me that they were doing well, moving up the ladder. They were going out of Florida, going northbound. One was going to Kentucky, and the other one was going to Hotlanta, Georgia. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, and Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social website. We're also on Twitter. We're there in every case, Captain's America. So you find us, Captain's America. And then again, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, and you can always hear the program over there. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it streaming over there, coming right straight from my flagship station, going right straight to the satellite, and you'll be able to hear it right there, plus it loops 24/7 after the show is over. You'll hear that same show until the next new one comes aboard. All right. Going out to California, IA. See in California in the morning, I think, where the song went. And we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
You betcha. And it's a nice night down here. Okay, guys and girls, go on in. There you go. They're going back in. It's a nice night down here. The weather is very, very nice for this time of the year. Very normal, too. We've got clear skies, and it's 63 degrees outside right now. No wind, so it's very comfortable.
Very nice. Well, here we got 47 degrees. We're still pretty chilly at night.
Jeez. Come on, Kyle. Come on, Kyle. You got to warm it up out there. All right.
Well,
are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian
beliefs and values. Now, Mr. Kyle, it appears that some of the parties giving heavy weapons to the Ukraine are speeding things up because the latest intel is Russia is going to launch a full-scale offensive against the Ukraine and come barreling back in to try to take back control of the country. So right now they've got tanks that Germany says you can't have them because we don't want to get involved or whatever. And they do have Great Britain sending some Challenger tanks there, full-size tanks, I might add. And they do have the United States that's sending their Bradley fighting vehicles, which are nothing more than a reinforced heavy APC, if you will. And then they're also sending some Strikers over there. And there may be another country in the mix. I'm not sure yet. We heard that there might be because of Germany bailing out. And that's really chintzy for Germany. I don't know what their problem is. Do you?
Well, evidently, Germany is talking about that there's no agreement in terms of the aid and so forth. But they had already promised, Captain, to delivery of its Leopard 2 tank.
Yep.
But they went back on that. And so, yes, they are standing in the way of some very important military material to go to Ukraine.
Yeah, and they showed the tank sitting right there yesterday packed up, ready to go to be shipped over to the Ukraine. We saw him. I saw him on TV, and it's just not going to happen just yet anyway.
Exactly right. And certainly if we're seeing the Russians getting ready to mount a major offensive,
yes,
it means that Vladimir Putin is not getting the message that that he's simply not going to win this. He's going to keep trying no matter what. That is a very bad indication.
And we know that the alternative is to drop a big bomb.
Exactly right. Now, of course, you may know better than I, Captain, in terms of Russia. I would think they would have a corollary to our Moab bomb.
They do.
I think. So they may start with something like that in terms of massive destruction, but certainly the nuclear option or so-called tactical nuclear weapon could also be in their plans, and that would be a major escalation for all the world.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to go out to our first break. We're going to come right back with more here. Don't go anywhere. Just getting cranked up.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And you know, those of you who have been listening to me know that I have been taking the product called Relief Factor for well over 9 years. The reason I take it is because it works. And I will tell you, if you've got pain for whatever reason, including arthritis or maybe rheumatism or maybe bursitis, this stuff will work. Now, neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, wrist, elbow, whatever the problem might happen to be, this product will go straight to the source of the problem and get rid of the pain that you're in. Now, certainly it has something to do with the all-natural ingredients because it is 100% drug-free. Don't need to worry about that part of it. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which actually helps the body's natural response to inflammation, which is the reason why you have pain to begin with, inflammation, and swelling in some cases. It'll lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you got going on by going right straight to the source. And it can go to more than one source of the pain. For example, maybe your shoulder hurts. Maybe your back hurts. Maybe your ankle hurts along with it. Those are three different things. It will actually help by going to all three areas to relieve you of the pain. Never seen anything quite like it. And to find out more and to take part in the 1995 3-week quick start, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. And you'll be glad you did, because just about everybody that takes this product feels better. Just about everybody. There's an exception once in a while, but very seldom. All right, back to, and by the way, Kyle Warren has something to say about all this, because what do you tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Boy, is that true. Is that true? All right, well, back to the conversation here. You know, President Joe Biden's first couple of years in the White House have been an overall disaster, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many others. Now, Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee, a Republican, said Friday, and I quote, "I don't think he's cognitively with it," meaning Joe Biden. And while commenting on the second anniversary of the president's inauguration, he said, "We're getting ready to take on more debt. His transportation bills of over $1 trillion have had very little to do with transportation." And that's true, because it's done mostly with, or dealt mostly with, green energy, right?
Right.
So the southern border, which is a disaster, is being ignored. Everything he's touched so far has been a complete and utter failure. And I can go on. I can go on to China. I can go on to Afghanistan. I can go on to Iran. I can continue. There's much, much more. The guy is a zero.
Well, Joe Biden himself, you know, doesn't seem to be in charge, which, you know, I hate to say, but I think that you have people that are behind him that are making up this policy, able to get him to go along with it or just go out and read the speech, sort of like, you know, not totally dissimilar to Karine Jean-Pierre reading from the binder. These policies continue on, as you mentioned, the border and energy and on and on. And all these things are not being dealt with properly for some reason. And I think that reason is destabilization overall. They think it's going to help them politically in the long run if everything literally goes to hell in a handbasket.
Well, as I just said, the majority of this money that has gone for infrastructure, and according to him, and transportation, according to him, there's a big brouhaha going on right now in Congress, the standoff, we'll call it, the debt ceiling debacle, and who's really responsible for the debt ceiling, and will they keep it where it's at, or will they just give carte blanche, or what are they going to do? They're going to have to draw a line in the sand here one of these times. They're just going to have to do it. But the money that they keep pulling from the left hand to go to the right hand, it's not going where it should go. The border being number one, Ukraine being number two, because as long as we've made such a commitment there, and we've got tanks on the way and some heavy armor and some more artillery and this, that, and the other because of the Russian invasion that's coming their way soon. If it hasn't already, in fact, started, we don't know, but it was very close yesterday to it. So we have to honor our commitments around the world. We just have to.
Well, that's absolutely right. Whether it be supporting our friends and allies, helping people in Ukraine, for example, but also having to do with continuing to shore up and establish the full faith and credit of the United States government, because you could cause a chain reaction at some point if the United States is seen to be faltering.
Now, I have some really good news to report to all the football fans out there. Today, of course, there's going to be a couple of games. Tomorrow, there'll be a couple more games. But we have received word and was reported yesterday by the Buffalo Bills football team that the injured player who we saw get carried off the field, literally hanging to a thread to survive, Damar Hamlin, has made another visit to the Bills training facility. Now, it's entirely possible, Kyle, we could see this young man come out on the field in a wheelchair or whatever and salute the teams down there in Cincinnati when they play, because they're going to be playing, I believe, tonight at 7:30. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, I think what will happen if he's there and the crowd sees him and he's able to wave to them, yeah, or say, perhaps even say something, I think you'll see a major outpouring of love, and I think a repeat captain of the unity that we saw that night on Monday Night Football,
yeah,
when so many people came together and prayed together.
And that game was played in Cincinnati, so we're going to see a replay of the game. So maybe we'll get a chance to see him at the game if he can make the trip. Right now he's still on oxygen. He's still regrouping, but he's making steady progress. That's the one good thing. He's making steady progress.
And that is really, really wonderful. It's miraculous, and people are just continuing to send them,
yep,
their goodwill and, of course, be praying for him.
Now, I got to say something here about the fool that's called the press secretary for the president, namely Karine Jean-Pierre, a.k.a. Frenchie. On Friday, she blasted our good governor, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, for blocking a new advanced placement course for high school students on African American studies. Now, this was more like the CRT course that they were giving, and she called it something different. That's not what it is at all. But whatever happened to teaching American history in our schools? Whatever happened to that?
Well, Captain, that's a very, very, very good question. And I think what Governor DeSantis is getting at is the idea of CRT in disguise. We do have some evidence of CRT being sort of rebranded or sort of, brought about in a different way such that it can be said we don't have CRT in our curriculum. But American history, Captain, the way that we learned it back in the day, I think was the original "we report, you decide"
right,
sort of idea.
And who said that? CNN.
CNN. I think, well,
Bernard Kell.
But mm-hmm, yeah, but the idea is that the American history was taught warts and all. It would never be the case that you would learn American history and somehow think, wow, slavery was pretty good, we should try that again sometime. You know, you would never ever come up with that because you realized how terrible it was, for example, in this case, and it wasn't sugar-coated. But I think that those who are looking to promote CRT in whatever guise, they're looking to simply, again, create their own political power base. They're trying to pit people against one another based on their skin color, and it's not the right thing to do. It's a farce for them to do such a thing.
All righty, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour, first hour, hour number one. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Your stations are going to give a little news, maybe, and a little weather, and a couple of ads, and then we'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. A bipartisan group of senators is visiting war-ravaged Ukraine. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, along with Democrats Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, they're in Kyiv. After meeting with Ukrainian officials, including President Zelensky, the three presented a unified front, praising the fighting spirit of the Ukrainian army. A Democratic senator from Virginia will seek re-election as his party looks to keep a small majority. Tim Kaine announced he'll run for a third term.
I'm a servant. I love Virginia. I'm proud of what I've done. I got a whole lot more I want to do.
He's a former governor of Virginia and chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Democrats face a tough Senate map next year as many key seats the party holds are up for re-election. Are you ready for some football? The divisional round of the NFL playoffs kick off tomorrow. Dave Collins, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk about them for quite some time. I talk about them because I use their products and I like their products, and everything I've used so far has worked absolutely the way they said it was. Now, I will tell you that if you go over to MyPillow.com, that's MyPillow.com, look for the Radio Listener Specials page. That's there. Click on that link to get into the Radio Listener Specials page. Once you get in there, it'll ask you for a promo code. Well, your promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's right, Captain. And when you get in there, take a look at the products that they've got. They have got a bunch of stuff in there that is marked down 80%. They've got another bunch of stuff that's in there that's buy one, get one. And then they've got another group of products that they're discontinuing. So what they're doing is some of that's marked down 90%. For example, the older style slippers are now only $19.95. If you want to save money on a pair of the MyPillow slippers, you can get them for that reduced price. Now, there's only certain kinds, not the new ones, obviously, but the older ones that they're discontinuing are going for that price. So there you go. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page logo right there on the home page. When you get to that page, use the promo code CAPTAIN that gets you in the doorway. If you want, by the way, you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459 for MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Shop till you drop. You're going to enjoy the products that are there. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Janet Yellen says, and I quote, "A U.S. deficit could cause a global financial crisis."
Well, that's right. That's true. If the U.S. were to default on its owings, whatever the credit that it owes and so forth.
Oh, $31 trillion.
$31.4 trillion, that's fine. It's no big deal. Well, of course, it is a big deal. And as we approach that day, we're going to hear a lot about how we got here and what are we going to do and how we're going to start to do something about it. And that is, those are incredibly great conversations to have. But the idea that the U.S. would go into default could have bad ramifications, especially, as Yellen was pointing out, the idea of the U.S. dollar being the accepted reserve currency around the world. One of the things that that those who have not the greatest fondness for the United States would love to see happen at some point is to not have the U.S. dollar be the reserve currency, for example.
Right. Now, President Biden bragged a couple of days this week about the American wages going up. But inflation and the rise in the price of goods are rising faster than the wages going up. Now, what's happened is President Joe Biden, who took to Twitter last weekend to tout the rising wages for Americans under his presidency, claiming that they outweigh inflation, which is not true. Then this week at several different events, he turned around and talked about how good things were and how the wages were going up and he created X amount of jobs and all that sort of stuff. And while that's quite misleading, as the simultaneous rise in the cost of goods often outweighs any possible salary increases for workers, which is in fact what we're seeing.
Well, if Joe Biden thinks he created a bunch of jobs, watch out, because a lot of those jobs are now being laid off or gotten rid of altogether. Captain, this last week, we heard about Microsoft, 10,000 jobs, because they are worried about revenue coming in because people are pulling back on spending. Also, we heard about Google starting to lay off, or Alphabet, the parent company, laying off some 12,000 people. So it's not just a case of companies sort of realigning. A lot of people used to work at home and now they're adjusting. Well, they're adjusting all right. They're adjusting to what even Bank of America is warning about, that the continued rise of inflation and the coming recession are going to, in what they called, in their words rather, turn the stock market upside down. So jobs, that's going to be a huge problem as we go through this year, I'm afraid.
Well, you've got Meta, which is a.k.a. Facebook, and they're laying off some 10,000 people.
Right, exactly. Especially through the tech sector, we're finding that out. I think, was it Goldman Sachs, I think, was going to be laying off a large part of their workforce. It's happening all over. Yeah, here it is. I just found it again. 6.5% of its global workforce from Goldman Sachs, for example. And we see other things in the tech sector as well, where you see that they're laying off. I think Capital One got rid of 1,100 of their technical workers. So it's starting like this. People are starting to pull back. I hate to say it, but I think the proof's going to be in the pudding. And if inflation continues the way it's going, in fact, Captain, we even start to see central banks saying that they may want to start cutting interest rates. Well, the Fed, even though it signaled earlier that it may sort of slow down the rate hikes, you know, we're just going off into la-la land here somewhere.
Well, consumers have actually taken a pay cut of more than 2% on an average due to the rapidly rising cost of consumer goods. Now, the consumer price index rose by some 6.5% over the past 12 months, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And a report released last week states that Americans are effectively $7,400 poorer.
Yeah, isn't that something? What would you do with that $7,400? Obviously, you
buy a car.
Buy a car.
Or you truck.
Keep paying your keep paying your utility bills. Have a little bit left over to maybe have a little bit of fun, or get do something that you've been wanting to do. Some other improvement that you wanted to make. That's a good chunk of change.
Now, the slow rise in wages makes it increasingly difficult for Americans to keep up with the rising prices for staple goods. For example, eggs, they've risen 49.1% since November. Gas prices are up 17 cents a gallon on an average from last month. As a matter of fact, our gas prices here have gone up over 20 cents a gallon in the last 3 weeks. Now, it's clear also that Americans' pocketbooks are still taking a hit under Joe Biden.
Well, they are taking a hit under Joe Biden, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And that's what's beginning now to really frighten, I think, the American consumer. I don't think it's because they saw a news broadcast one night that said, guess what, everything's starting to get bad again. I think that they collectively understand it. They see it, and they start to begin to pull back. And especially when you look at real estate, things like that, I think we may be in for some real tough times in terms of people and the equity maybe that they have in their homes at this point and where that's going to go. Is it going to go poof into the ether, or a lot of it anyway?
I don't know, but the Biden administration argues that it had the authority to require airline passengers and other travelers to wear masks on mass transit 9 months after a federal judge in Florida vacated the federal mask mandate.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, this is that's part and parcel of what they like to be able to impose, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and we're coming up on the break for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, so I'm going to kind of hone this in a little bit. The NHL player who declined the Pride theme warm-up jersey has now got his regular jersey topping the sales at the the NHL store.
Yeah, it's very interesting. That's Ivan Provorov, I believe, is his name. Now, he's a Orthodox Christian from Russia, I believe. He's born in Russia. We know that.
Right.
But his I'm trying to recall the Russian Orthodox Church. Yes, that's what it was. But he has a particular belief that he doesn't want to participate with that. Although he says he respects people and respects their choices. But look at it this way, Captain. What if it was a Muslim who was being compelled to violate their values or their belief system? A lot of these same people that are going after this person would be jumping to that other person's defense. So it's very, very strange, I think.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We are also going to be headed for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. A first one of the night. We've got some interesting stuff out there weather-wise that we'll get you for you. But don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Play our guitar loud.
goodness. That's Brooks and Dunn, and that's a classic right there, folks. Honky Tonk Stomp featuring Billy Gibbons. Yep, that's ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons. What do you think there, Kyle?
Yeah, I like it. That's got a cool beat to it.
Oh, it's a hell of a video. I mean, it's out there in Amarillo. I know right exactly where they made that video because those cars that they got stuck in the ground like that, that's the only place in the country I ever saw it. Was on I-40 coming into Amarillo. So there you go. It was something that some farmer did just for the heck of it to show somebody that he had some ingenuity, I guess. All right. Let me take a look over here. We got a large pressure system, low pressure system, a large one, that's going to shift across the southern United States through Sunday before moving up the East Coast Sunday night and Monday. Now, the system is going to bring a band of heavy snow and a thin region of ice from the southern Rockies over into the northeast, a part of the U.S., through Sunday. And further south, it'll be a marginal risk for excessive rainfall, which might bring flooding across the deep south and southeast east U.S., this weekend, so there could be some thunderstorms in the mix and all that stuff. Right now, the activity is over there around New Orleans and Mississippi. It hasn't quite moved out of the western part of the Gulf yet, but it will be coming towards my direction as the day progresses, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. So, Kyle, what's going on out west right now?
Well, out west right now, Captain, we're going to take a look, number one, at Donner Pass. This is up on I-80, of course, coming out of Reno over to the California side. Right now, at least, it's reading 7 degrees Fahrenheit. It's very cold, and it says fog. So that means, of course, that fog is freezing fog. So if you're going over Donner this morning, you got to be really, really careful. That's for sure. California Central Valley, we continue with freeze warnings there from about Merced all the way down to Bakersfield along Highway 99, Interstate 5. But we also, that's coupling as well with a dense fog advisory in that area. So drivers, do beware of that. We continue over down towards Arizona, southern Arizona near Tucson, hard freeze warning there. Then a hard freeze warning as you're coming along I-10 between Phoenix and the California border, so be aware of that. Winter weather advisories in northern New Mexico, also in the southeastern corner of Colorado, winter storm warning that is there. And then also up in Montana tonight, we've got winter storm watch in the northern part of Montana. This is also going to include Missoula and all the way up to Harve in the Canadian border. In terms of what we're seeing right now on the radar, back to the southeastern corner of Colorado. We've got snow all through that area falling right now, especially, of course, across I-25 south of Colorado Springs down into parts of northern New Mexico. More next hour. Be careful out there.
All right. Let's start out in South Dakota. I-29 from the North Dakota line all the way down to Nebraska. You've got fog, freezing fog, I might add. Looks like there could be some precipitation mixed up here in a little while because Minnesota right now, you've got some very favorable conditions for some snow to start at almost any time, as well as the freezing fog could also come that way. Same thing for Iowa. In the meantime, the northwestern corner of Missouri tonight, you've got snow. You've got snow across almost all of Kansas except the southeastern corner, but it is moving from west to east. There is a winter storm warning coming out of Colorado. I-70 east, Goodland over east, about 100 miles or so. Then that winter storm warning drops down to the central part of Kansas and goes back west over to Colorado. And it drops over towards Lyman. You'll have it over towards that direction. And then you've got snow in the rest of Kansas tonight right now. Again, as I said, down along the Gulf of Mexico, we have some developing conditions down there. There is some sort of storm or storm feature that could be producing some thunderstorms for later on in the daytime when things warm up and move towards the east, which is what they did yesterday and the day before. We're also going to take a peek up the East Coast. We've got some offshore winds. So from South Carolina, all the way on up to Chesapeake Bay, out about 20 miles, and then out about another 100, you're going to have some really rough seas. If you're going out fishing today, you want to really pay attention because the weather might not be conducive. There might be small craft warnings out there once you got about 10 miles offshore. So now we do have some snow tonight still in Vermont, snowing across the southern part of Vermont, and we do have some unsettled weather conditions in Connecticut and Massachusetts and the Berkshires right there. So that's what the weather is looking like, and be careful out there on your drive this weekend. Be careful. A lot of crazies out there. And Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, whatever time you're hearing this program as it's rebroadcast on various stations over the weekend, whatever time of day you're hearing it, you want to pull into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center nearest you and check out all the great amenities that they have for truckers, for pro drivers, and for travelers as well. Go to pilotflyingj.com, use the locations function to find that nearest locations to you, and also be sure to join up with the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. It's easy to download right there from pilotflyingj.com. And when you download the app, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week. You're going to get special offers on food, drinks, and snacks and other great gear that you can get at the Pilot and the Flying J's as well. Pull on in, try their hot cup of coffee. And by the way, Captain, our listeners have been letting us know about the iced coffee that they like at the Pilot and Flying J centers as well. So you can try that, get something great to eat, fuel up, get your supplies. And also for RVers out there, they've got also a lot of great amenities as well. So check them out today at pilotflyingj.com. You won't be sorry.
No, you won't. And by the way, for those of you that have Facebook, go over to Facebook, check us out, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also have a group called Americans for America. And I'm very proud to tell you that we are now up to 22,300 members of that group, Americans for America. 22,300 members. That's quite an accomplishment, Kyle, from where we started.
Well, it really is. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah. And, of course, the week that we've had this week, the speech that I gave down there at the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club, it was well received by them. It's also, the word has gotten out around to the other different Republican parties in the area, and I'll be doing some more talking at those, as well as some other patriotic clubs around the countryside here in Florida over the next coming weeks. So there you go. Now, Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, you hang in there. Our stations are going to take a top-of-the-hour news break, pay a bunch of their bills. We'll be back in about 5 or 6 minutes with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number 2. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top-of-the-hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.